Here in California, unusually candid comments from San Francisco's mayor have caused a stir in political circles. During a television interview, Democrat Gavin Newsom did what many politicians rarely do. He said exactly what was on his mind. Here's NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
Gavin Newsom is one of the most popular mayors San Francisco has ever seen, with an approval rating hovering around 80%. He became a national figure when he boldly cleared the way for same-sex marriages to be performed at City Hall, a decision later overturned by the courts. He's wealthy, good-looking, and routinely mentioned as one of California's brightest political stars. That's why more than a few eyebrows raised when the 39-year-old Newsom told a TV interviewer that he was not convinced that he wants to run for mayor again.
This is it. You only get one chance in this thing called life. And I know that's sort of maudlin and absurd. It's a fact. And you know what? You can make a profound difference in people's lives without having a title in front of your name.
And Newsom was just getting warmed up. He said being mayor requires intensity and passion that some days he just doesn't have, adding, "I'm not sure I really want to do it for four more years, and I'm dead serious."
Why the heck would someone of competence, and I may not be that person, but someone that says, you know, "I don't need this job. I'd love to get in politics. Listen, you got to be crazy."
As Newsom bared his soul to journalist Phil Mateer on San Francisco TV station KPIX, the recently divorced mayor expressed frustration with media attention on his private life. Stories that, among other things, have focused on his hair gel and on whether his new 20-year-old model girlfriend is old enough to drink. Now the question on the minds of many San Franciscans, was a mayor serious about giving up politics or just having a bad day?
I think it's a fascinating insight into a rather brilliant young politician on a human level that you don't usually get in the political sphere in the United States, and it's somewhat refreshing.
Peter Keene of Golden Gate University Law School says Newsom's public ruminations show that he doesn't fit the model of the hardened politician driven by ambition.
Here you have someone who's a rather thoughtful guy, and he's stepping back, and he's looking at his life, and he's saying, is the game worth the candle?
Yet Newsom, a man known to be less than guarded in his public comments, is running a risk, says political consultant Alex Clemens.
Some people may see you as attempting to have a groundswell of folks come out and say, oh, Mr. Mayor, please run. Others may choose to attribute other negative attributes to it. I believe that the mayor is being frank about his ambivalence.
Meanwhile, Newsom's political team is busy gearing up for a re-election campaign. San Francisco Supervisor Chris Daley doubts that Newsom will drop out of the race.
They've already raised more money than probably any potential opponent is going to raise, and it's over a year out. They're running. The mayor of San Francisco just has, a little personal discontent with his honeymoon, which lasted about a year or two longer than most elected officials, is now starting to wear off.
Yet in Newsom's State of the City speech last week, the mayor sounded every bit like a man who still relishes the challenges of fixing potholes, fighting crime, and helping the homeless.
I am proud of this city, and I am proud of the progress we have made, and I am proud to be your mayor. Thank you all very, very much for being here. Now let's get to work. Thank you very, very much.
A top aide to the mayor says Newsom may occasionally suffer a little human angst, but nothing is about to sidetrack his political future. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.